Dear Yubi, I've been struggling with my emotions. I've tried to not feel my emotions because I've had responsibilities that I've needed to focus on, but when I do that, it's only a matter of time before I explode. Sometimes I get angry and frustrated at others. Sometimes I just get angry at myself and I cry for hours at a time. Then I spend hours worrying about all of the responsibilities I have, and then I do my best to bottle it back inside again, hoping it goes away. I haven't sought out help only because the times that I've tried, it doesn't seem to work. And nowadays, there seems to be a lot of different types of healing practices to choose from. I feel overwhelmed to figure out which one is the right one to pick. The last thing I want is to be told what to do, but right now, I'm at a loss. I'm tired of feeling this way. How do I choose the right healing option? What if I pick the wrong option? What if it doesn't work? How do I resolve this within me? Sincerely, me. Welcome back to Becoming Real, Real Affirmations for Real Situations. My name is Yubi. I'm a licensed clinical social worker with over 20 years of experience working in education and mental health. We are getting close to wrapping up our first season, and I'd like to thank you for your support. I'd also like to invite you to check out our YouTube channel, You Becoming Healed, during the break, where you will find more content to help you along your healing journey. The link to that is in the show notes below. In these final episodes, I will continue to model real affirmations for challenging situations and invite you to continue listening for words of comfort and hope. Feel free to write these words down and make the changes necessary to align them closer to your truth. Dearest you, thank you for reaching out. Sometimes even reaching out for help is a big step for people, so I applaud you for doing that. It sounds like you've tried your best to navigate your emotions when triggered, especially with all of the responsibilities you've had to focus on. And you are right in how the healing practices have unfolded in society. There are a lot of different healing practices to choose from, and it can feel overwhelming to figure out which one is the right one to pick. But guess what? There is no right nor wrong way to heal. There is so much diversity within all of us that what works for one person may look different for the next. We are entering a phase in our society where having a variety to choose from is actually better because it means that we get to modify what exists to meet our unique needs. For some people, Eastern medicine is the only healing practice they use. For others, it may be only Western medicine. And then there is all of us somewhere in the middle who choose to use a combination of different types of healing practices and techniques. Some people may use a combination of talk therapy and Reiki, or hypnosis and past life regressions along with natural herbs. How and when you use whatever tool or practice will also vary. Try to look at all of these options as opportunities to explore and consider without it having to be a right or wrong experience. And after you try it out, make note of what worked and what didn't work so that you can find your way towards the next experience, collecting a variety of different things that better meet your needs or things that may need modification. For example, if you are seeking a dreamlike or meditative experience and it's been challenging for you to do it on your own, you might want to try looking into a drug-free DMT experience where lights are used to evoke dreaming sensations. And even this practice may need modifications if you are sensitive to lights. Some people may meditate with music on or may need to meditate in nature versus the indoors. The reality is that at the end of the day, you will do what makes sense and feels better for you. And sometimes that means trying something different and new, knowing that it isn't the end-all be-all. Here are some words to consider as you figure out what to do next. Remember that you can change the wording around as needed so that it aligns more with your truth. I am tired of struggling with my emotions. I'm overwhelmed with the many different types of healing practices that exist. I am open to receiving help for my emotional well-being. I am learning that the world is diverse, and so what works for me may not work for someone else. I am learning that there are different ways that people can heal. I am learning that there is no right nor wrong way to heal. I am learning that I have many options to choose from and that I can learn from each experience along the way. I am learning that I can make modifications as I go through these experiences that make better sense for me. I am learning that I don't have to pick just one healing option. I feel better knowing that I can pick and choose what feels better and let go of what doesn't. I feel better knowing that it's okay that my path to healing will look different than someone else's path. I am learning that I may need to try something different and new in order to figure out what works best for me. I feel better knowing that whatever I choose to do, I can try it out, and if I want to change my mind about it, I can. Finding ways to own your truth, whatever that looks like, is the first step to healing. I invite you to become a supporter of this podcast so that we can continue to create helpful content. Click the Support Now link in the show notes below for more details. I hope you decide to join us in the spring for season 2. With another month of episodes left, I hope that my words provide you with an experience of mental and emotional relief, even if it was just for a single moment, because all we need is one single moment to start the momentum towards self-acceptance. Until next time.